8:32. Earlier this week, the Ministry of Economy and Finance posted outcomes from the public sector, with local media outlets weighing in on earnings, expressing concerns about a deficit running, criticising the Moon administration's economic policy for another reason. I mean, it's just one reason after another that the Moon administration has been coming under criticism. Jamie Sun, good morning.
Good morning.
Shall we start with the Sege Ilbo? It called the drop in state-run companies such as KEPCO's net income an earnings shock, blaming the presidency on this whole nuclear phase-out policy and what's been called populism.
That's right. The Sege Ilbo reported the current net income of public institutions was halved to 7.2 trillion won in 2017 from its previous 11.4 trillion won in 2014 and 15.4 trillion won in 2016. The paper also remarked the National Health Insurance Service ran a 3.89 trillion won deficit last year after running a 368.5 billion won surplus in 2017. The paper said the expanded coverage of the National Health Insurance Program, which started from July last year, hurt the institute's bottom line, and also said that state-run energy companies were hit hard by the government's nuclear phase-out policy, like you said. The Korea Electric Power Corporation, or KEPCO, recorded a net loss of 1.17 trillion won last year, down from its 7.15 trillion won net profit 2 years ago. The Sege Ilbo criticized the government for encouraging public institutions to hire more people and also pressuring them to convert non-regular workers to regular employees in order to make up for the reduced employment in the private sector. It noted the number of employees at public institutions increased to 383,000 last year, 10.5% up from the year before, and pointed out that the 24,000 workers that have been turned into regular workers are included in this number as well.
And the Sege Ilbo called the ruling Democratic Party of Korea self-contradictory.
Yes, the paper said it's ironic that the Democratic Party is using public institutions to fulfill the government's policy objectives when it used to condemn the Lee Myung-bak administration for putting public institutions in red and for passing the burden on to the people, citing the cases of the former MB administration's mega projects such as the Four River Restoration Project and the so-called resource diplomacy, which was to push ahead with heavy investment in overseas resource development projects. The paper called for bold reform of public institutions to reduce the burden on future generations.
The Kungmin Ilbo also struck a similarly negative tone, outlining an increase in liabilities of public institutions and criticizing government policy.
Yes, the paper reported that with the exception of the Korea Development Bank, the Export-Import Bank of Korea, and the Industrial Bank of Korea, the deficit amount of public institutions increased to 503.8 trillion won last year, up by 7.7 trillion won year on year. It added their liabilities once increased to 520.5 trillion won in 2013, but had decreased for four consecutive years until 2017. The paper said at this rate, liabilities will reach 540 trillion won by 2020, and it remarked the earnings reports show a lack of sound fiscal management on the part of the public institutions. And the paper said it would end up hurting the people of Korea by lowering the quality of public services or welfare benefits.
And what exactly did we hear from another paper on this, the Korea Economic Daily? We've got a couple of suggestions here, but first of all, it's its own statement of intent.
Well, the paper expressed concern that these companies' performance is not likely to improve in the near future. In particular, it argued that the government's goal to increase the share of renewable energy in Korea's energy mix from the current 7% to 20% by 2030 will only put more pressure on state-run energy companies because renewable energy costs more to generate. The paper attributed the increase in new hires at the public companies to their compliance with the government's job creation policy. The Korea Economic Daily foresees a drop in the quality of public services because with no dividends to pay the government, investment will no doubt be hindered. The paper also raised the possibility of utilities fees increasing, saying the KEPCO is likely to raise the price for electricity And the Korea District Heating Corporation is also toying with the idea of raising heating rates for apartments in July after its biggest loss in history last year of 226.5 billion won.
And what exactly did the paper suggest then?
It said public institutions must be better managed to ensure the fiscal soundness of the nation, and said though the government has repeatedly said the national debt to GDP ratio remains low and is at a sound level, that only pertains to the government debt, not when it takes into account of the public debt, which includes 503.8 trillion won in the liabilities of state-run enterprises that the government has to guarantee. The paper said it doubts whether the government even has the least bit of willingness to reform state-run companies, seeing as how it retracted the performance-based salary introduced by the previous administration, which is to only give workers a raise when they prove their performance has improved, as opposed to giving them a raise when their ranks go up. The paper called on the National Assembly to keep the Moon administration in check and also called for groundbreaking measures and suggested forcing public institutions to maintain their fiscal soundness as one of them.
And let's finish with the Dong-a-Ilbo. I think we have time to also see how it expressed concerns over the growing deficit trend.
Yeah, the Dong-a-Ilbo said it's hard to deny that the government's push for new policy has led to the rapid drop in the profitability of the state-owned enterprises, particularly in the process of turning non-regular workers into regular workers and phasing out nuclear power, which the paper said exacerbated the high-cost, low-efficiency structure of public enterprises. It said the KEPCO and the Korea Hydro and Nuclear Power recorded a net loss of 1.17 trillion won and 102 billion won last year, respectively, because they were both hit hard by the government's energy transition policy of increasing the share of renewable energy in electricity generation. The Dong-a-Ilbo said in such a situation, private companies may have tightened their belt, but these public companies went in the opposite direction and actually increased their labor expenses by hiring more, as the government increased the number of new hires at public companies to address the unemployment issue in the private sector. The paper admitted that state-run institutions cannot only be profit-seeking, but still said minimum profitability must be guaranteed and efficient management is called for to provide sustainable, quality public services. The Dong-a-Ilbo claimed the current administration does not seem to want to address the high-cost, low-efficiency structure and reckless management rampant in public enterprises.
Jamie Song, thank you very much for bringing us today's Spectrum.
Thank you, Alex.